All right, can we begin the recording, please?
Started. You're good.
I'm good. All right. Good morning. This is a public meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. Today is March 28th, 2024. It's about 9 o'clock a.m. I'm Commissioner Michael Cragen. I am chairing the meeting in the absence of our Commission Chairman, John Valentine, who is out on some personal business today. Here in the meeting room at 210 North 1950 West, I'm joined by Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell, our Executive Director, Scott Smith, and our Executive Assistant, Shantae Asper. Ask those who are online to please introduce themselves. Start with Commissioner Freskas, please.
Commissioner Jennifer Freskas.
Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director.
Laren Lind, Assistant Attorney General.
Alex Rusvik, Commission Economist.
And perhaps Jason is away from his computer. I see Jason Gardner, our...
We did have Jason on a minute
policy
ago.
Director is on. I think that's everybody. All right.
You're on mute, Jason.
Oh, can you see him talking? Okay.
Still, yeah.
His sound must not
be here. Here.
All right. No, we recognized him. Okay, I'll go ahead and proceed. The first item on the agenda is a public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Is there anyone who wishes to take advantage of that opportunity? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, which is to consider approving the commission meeting minutes of March 14th, 2024. I noticed that we have both open meeting minutes and closed meeting minutes that we're going to approve, and I'll recognize Commissioner Freskas for a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve both sets of commission meeting minutes of March 14, 2024.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Is there any debate on the motion? Hearing none, I will call for the vote. Those in favor of approving the minutes say aye.
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 Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is to consider amending administrative rules, and I'll call on Commissioner Rockwell for this business.
Thank you. The following rules were published in the Utah State Bulletin on February 15, 2024, and the public comment period ended on March 18, 2024. We did not receive any public comment on these rules. There's only one rule. It's R865-19S-33, Admissions and User Fees Pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103. This rule amendment addresses the sales and use tax definition of annual membership dues paid to a private organization to include dues paid by a member of the private organization who shares internal operational control of the organization or owns an equity interest in the organization.
Thank you for that explanation. Are there any questions on the proposal? Hearing none, I'll go to Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S-33, Admissions and User Fees pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, we'll have a roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Mr. Cragen votes aye. The voting is unanimous. That motion passes. The next item on the agenda is to consider approving an agreement settling litigation pending in Millard County versus Utah State Tax Commission, XREL Intermountain Power Agency, which is currently pending in the 3rd District Court. We have our counsel, Laren Lind, with us. Do you have any introductory comments on that, Laren?
Just briefly, yes. The negotiations were largely between IPA and Millard County. In the district court action, they reached a resolution. And the proposal is that we stipulate for a remand, dismissal of the district court action, a remand to the commission so the commission can enter an order adjusting the value for that year. It's a global settlement. There are other years pending before the commission that will be brought up before you in your role as adjudicators.
Thank you. Any questions for our counsel?
I have none.
Okay. I just note that this one is a little different than most settlement agreements that we have when we're in the courts, because there are so many years at issue and only one is in the courts and the rest are before us and there are multiple counties involved. So the most efficient way to process it is to have the district court remand the case back to us so that we can then approve stipulations amongst the parties as if the case were still pending before us. So think of it as a post-formal hearing settlement that hadn't gone to court. So with that discussion, I'll call on Commissioner Fresquez to make a motion.
Thank you. I move to accept the settlement offer presented in Millard County versus Utah State Tax Commission, XREL Intermountain Power Agency, 3rd District Case Number 180900. I just got signed out of something. Hold on. 524. Computers, and authorize our council's signature on the related documents.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll have a roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Fresquez.
Aye.
Commissioner Cragen votes aye. The voting is unanimous. That motion passes. Thank you, Laren Lind, for your counsel on this and for your help in resolving this litigation. Our next item is commissioners' reports. Does any of the commissioners have anything they'd like to report today?
I have nothing today.
I have nothing.
Okay. We'll go to our executive director for the executive director's report.
Thanks, Commissioner. I'm going to revert back to my training as an accountant. I'm going to give you a bunch of numbers. Since we're less than a month out to the income tax filing deadline, I wanted to give you an update of where we are in comparison to last year. As of the 20th of this month, we had received 741,753 returns. That compares to last year of 709,537 returns. So an increase of about 30,000 where we were last year. As far as the number that have been filed electronically, right now we are running at 97% of income tax have been filed electronically. It keeps going up, but I don't know how it can go much further, 97%. As far as refunds, we have processed 557,068 refunds this year. Average refund is $689. We have a lot of people that are happy out there. Compared to last year, 508,237. Last year it was 621. I have to commend the economists who update our withholding schedules and we're running about the same as last year as far as the average refund. I just got word this morning that we will be updating our withholding schedules based on the legislation just passed in reducing the income tax rate. And so people will be receiving a bulletin through email, or they can go onto their onto the website. It will be on there probably later today, if not tomorrow, the new withholding rate schedules that we encourage everyone, or more than encourage, that everyone has to follow. So thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. That's an impressive report. Any questions or other business with our executive director? So, no, thank you very much. And thanks to everybody who's doing all the hard work there. We have no other business on the agenda. I will call on Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
The motion to adjourn is non-debatable. Those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The motion passes unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.